I made mention out of 7 o'clock about the changes, proposed changes to New South Wales abortion laws, and the other laws that are up for grabs at the moment centre around the issue of euthanasia. The New South Wales government and the Queensland government are looking with interest at what Victoria has done. Now, Victoria has the most left-leaning socialist government in the country, aside from the ACT, and they have passed laws where you can now access a drug to take your own life. The euthanasia laws have passed the parliament in Victoria. Lyle Shelton, former head of the Australian Christian Lobby, was on Twitter yesterday saying that under Victoria's assisted suicide laws, the coroner is prohibited from investigating regardless of any evidence of complications or foul play after the lethal jab. He's on the line. I was staggered to read that, Lyle.
Yeah, good morning, Steve. That's absolutely right. The way they constructed this legislation is so that deaths by a doctor killing their patient or assisting in the suicide of that patient are not reportable deaths. The Coroner's Act was amended so that these are not reportable deaths. So if something goes wrong in the process, say the cocktail of lethal drugs doesn't kill the patient immediately and say the patient was smothered by a pillow, that couldn't be investigated by the coroner. If a relative or someone with a nefarious motive wanted to coerce the person into allowing the doctor to kill them or taking assisted suicide, that also could not be investigated by the coroner under the Victorian legislation, which the Queensland government is very keen on using as a template up here.
So one of the great fears when we had this debate leading into that law passing in Victoria, and let's hope that the Queensland government don't do it, although given their colour, I suspect they probably will, was that if somebody was in a hurry to get their hands on an inheritance, this would help them do that.
That's exactly right, Steve. Elder abuse is a thing. People are motivated by money, and these motivations often become very conflicted at end of life, and this is very concerning. Now, you know, I know that a lot of your listeners, Steve, will, you know, be thinking, well, we all know people who have, you know, suffered at the end of life, and, you know, there's a lot of support in the community for euthanasia. But I would argue that what the community doesn't know about is the need for palliative care, that it is possible for the overwhelming majority of people with well-funded palliative care to die in relative comfort and in dignity. But of course, euthanasia is a simple way out. It's a cheap way out. It means that governments don't have to fund the health services properly so that there can be dignified and relatively pain-free deaths for the overwhelming majority of people.
While I've got you here, abortion laws is a private member's bill going through the New South Wales Parliament as soon as this week, and it's taking abortion out of the Crimes Act, which, given that was drafted in 1900, is probably a reasonable thing to do. But buried within these changes is the definition of when you can access an abortion. This bill will allow that up to 22 weeks, and then beyond that up to 26 weeks if two doctors approve. What do you make of that?
Very concerning, Steve. And again, like euthanasia, you know, they abuse the parliamentary processes to get these things through. The media don't scrutinise. This is the same template law that came out of Victoria in about 2008, which Jackie Trad here in Queensland took off the shelf and implemented here. It allows abortion all the way to birth. The two doctors is just a tick and a flick past.
Well, I had a bloke yesterday rang me who said he had his wife had twins at 26 weeks, and they're now both 22 years old.
Steve, the irony is that we have babies surviving at younger ages of gestation in our neonatal care units, but in another section of the hospital, you can kill them for any reason. They don't have to be suffering any sort of abnormality. Not that that's right to kill a baby because they're disabled. These are brutal laws, Steve, and to see the support of the New South Wales Premier, the New South Wales Liberal Party and National Party, these are the laws that normally the radical hard green left promote. Now they've been promoted by so-called conservative parties. It really does leave voters with not really any safe places to place their vote if they want to cast an ethical vote.
I think the debate's up and running now. Thank you, Lyle. Good to catch up again.
Thanks, Steve.
Lyle Shelton.